It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. It was the tweet heard round the world, for a few moments anyway. Last week's hacking of the Associated Press's Twitter account and a fake post about explosions at the White House resulted in a temporary 150-point drop in the Dow that erased $136 million in market value. The market quickly recovered, but regulators are concerned about how social media affects financial markets, especially because of the market's increased reliance on computerized high-frequency trading programs that can react in milliseconds to news stories, whether they're true or false. For more on this, we're joined by New York Times columnist and WNYC contributor Joe Nocera. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Amy.
So tomorrow, one regulator, the CFTC, the Commodities Future Trading Commission, is meeting with high-frequency traders and is expected to discuss this tweet and social media. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that room. What do you think regulators will propose to them to prevent this kind of eraser of $136 million over a false tweet from happening again?
Well, it's billion, not million, to start with.
Oh, sorry.
And, you know, the real... I don't know that they can do anything to stop this, really. That's point number one. The social media exists. Sites can be hacked. You know, these hackings are widely suspected to be the work of Syrians who are angry at the way the Western media has covered the Syrian uprising. You know, that's a pretty sophisticated hack. So then the question is, you know, can the markets not react to this? And the answer is, in this day and age of high-frequency trading, they have algorithms that actually search for words like president, hurt, which is what the tweet was saying, explosion, and then instantly react to that. I mean, the problem lies to me not so much with the social media as with the high-frequency traders.
Right. Computers don't stop to evaluate the legitimacy of a tweet, so... Is the CFTC focusing on the wrong thing, or do you think they're also going to incorporate? Do you think that this is part of a foot in the door, so to speak, or the camel's nose under the tent to try and do more to rein in high frequency trading?
I think there are two separate issues the government's trying to deal with that have kind of come together in this issue. The government is really struggling. The SEC is struggling with how much information companies should be allowed to release through social media. So you may recall that Netflix got in trouble because they made an announcement about, you know, number of downloads, and they did it on their Facebook page. And the government said, oh, no, you can't do that. You have to disclose that in more appropriate ways. And then the government backed down and said, you know, Facebook is okay to disclose. And Twitter is maybe okay to disclose, but they're trying to sort this out. And then the second issue you have is that the government really is behind the eight ball in terms of dealing with high-frequency traders. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to make the markets more equal for the small traders. And you know, our markets work on the whole principle that it's an equal playing field for everybody. And high-frequency traders make a mockery of that. So you get the combination of social media and high-frequency traders, and the government is like, now what do we do?
Right, yeah. And the SEC, as you mentioned, recently ruled CEOs and companies can use social media to provide information to investors and the public. But they're trying to address this issue of... fake accounts, for example,
right,
by having companies make it clear which Twitter feeds or Facebook pages will serve as their official outlets for communication. But how do I keep up with that? How do I, as a consumer of social media, know? How is this information going to get to me, which account approved?
The thing that I like to point out is that there has been frauds on the market for as long as there have been markets.
Right.
So social media creates frauds that take place more quickly, but they are not fundamentally different than what has always gone on, where people, you know, put out a phony number, or, you know, whisper a phony number, or do a million different things to gain an unfair market advantage or to commit some kind of a small fraud that gives them an advantage. That is not what is new. And small investors and average investors have always been vulnerable to that sort of thing. So there's nothing really new here under the sun except the speed with which it takes place and with which it is transmitted. And I don't know that the government's ever going to be able to solve that, to tell you the truth.
Joe Nocera is an op-ed columnist for the New York Times and a WNYC contributor. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you, Amy.